if you can't beat them, I don't know. We're looking at some serious changes to the structural makeup of Michigan, I think. Your constitutional rights are taking a pounding. Apparently, if you've got an ex-wife, ex-boyfriend, ex-neighbor, ex-ex, they can call and say, hey, that Gruber, he's crazy. Take his guns away. Steve Doolin here, professor, licensed attorney. Gun laws are his area of expertise. Doolin, good to have you on a free-for-all St. Patrick's Day Friday.
Thanks, Gruber. Glad to be here.
Yeah, well, all right, so let's talk about what has passed. What do I need to know? Is it true that basically an ex-spouse can call and say, well, that person's not stable? I mean, what's the threshold here?
Well, the details are still just a little bit in flux. What we've got is what you're talking about is often referred to as a red flag law. And the Senate version passed yesterday on party lines, a party line vote. The House version passed last week on a party line vote. They're not identical to each other. They're very similar. Neither is in effect right now, or the law isn't in effect right now, because there still has to be a little bit of fiddling with the language. Then it'll go to the governor for signature. So it'll be a little while yet before it's in place, but it looks like it's sort of a foregone conclusion. We will have some version of red flag, and that means that there's going to be a list of people who can, with a single phone call, make it so that the police arrive at your door and take away all your guns on the theory that you may be a danger to yourself or others. But neither version provides for any mental health care for the individual. Let's just keep using you as my example. So if I say that Gruber seems a little squirrely, I don't think he should have guns right now because he might do something crazy. And I'm on the list of approved people that finally gets made into law. Then in very short order, the police will come and kick in your door and take all your guns away. And your only due process is going to be to show up in court within...
Let me ask you something.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty easy to see this is going to be used as a weapon by some people. Some people are going to use this as a weapon against an ex-spouse, an ex-husband, an ex-girlfriend, whatever. An ex-partner, however you look at it. People are going to use this as a weapon. Oh, that person's terrible. Okay, you need to go kick their door in. They said this terrible thing to me or whatever, right? Right? My opinion is this. What is the penalty for somebody claiming somebody is a danger to themselves or others when it's completely not true? Is there a penalty for that? Besides, you filed a false police report and we'll give you a $50 fine. No, I mean real penalty for using this, weaponizing this in an inappropriate way. Is there anything there?
Well, there is. There's both versions have some kind of a penalty, misdemeanor, probably going to end up as 3 months in jail if you're convicted of falsely filing this red flag report.
Mm-hmm. Seems pretty weak to me.
It seems weak to me, too, to be honest, for filing something like this. And you know what? I've said this before on your show. I don't expect you or anybody else to remember every golden drop of wisdom that falls from my lips, but these things just fail. Not even my students whose grades depend on it do that, you know.
Yeah, I understand.
But this thing fails basic logic. So let's say I do think there's something up with that crazy Gruber. It's not really me saying you're crazy. It's not really a mental health professional saying that you have a problem and you need an intervention. It's really literally just the police come and take just your guns and just the ones they can find after a police search, which if you've ever seen the aftermath of one, you know, is not a gentle process. It tends to upset the household, a police search. And so now I have further poked the bear that is the person I'm calling the police on and doing this red flag to, and left you standing there upset, to say the least, in a world full of dangerous things. It just doesn't even make sense logically, to be honest. The states that have these in place use them extremely rarely, has been the history of the states that have had them for a few years. Only a dozen or two dozen times per year per state that they're used, and that's a good thing. So that's the hope we have until we can get this thing turned over in the courts as a violation of your Second Amendment and your Fourth and Fifth Amendment rights.
All right, so let me jump ahead. We only got a couple minutes left here, not even that. So, okay, they pass whatever they pass here. I'm still concerned about CPLs being nullified. I don't know if that's going to happen yet. We've talked about that a number of times. I don't think we've gotten a conclusion there. What happens after all these laws go through, whatever goes through? And then we have another grotesque incident like we had at Oxford or Michigan State, because there will be an incident somewhere because people are insane and sick and they attack people. Then what are they going to take?
Well, the history has been that the arguments go, and yes, I'm sure you're right, by the way. I'm sure, history bears this out. There will be some further tragedy in the future, and the roar you're going to hear from the anti-gunners is, we don't have enough control. There are too many guns out there. We need to further tighten the lid on this thing and take more guns away from honest, law-abiding citizens, as though that is somehow going to help. And we're going to end up, if you stay on that path, you end up like Mexico with a ridiculous level of gun violence and the full dream slate of gun control laws that any one of these folks could dream of putting in place here, where you can only have a very limited number of guns, you can't have any military calibers. It's they have extremely tight laws in Mexico, but they also have
a murder rate that's six times that of the United States. Their murder rate is six times that of the United States. I gotta leave it there, Doolin. Thank you as always.
Thanks, Gruber.
Appreciate it. We could go on for a while, but we can't because there's this commercial break in front of me. I'll be back.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. MyPureHealth Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With MyPureHealth Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. MyPureHealth Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
The love of the game draws us to sports, as players, coaches, spectators, and officials. For officials, it's a way to stay in the game they once played, to feel the thrill of putting on the uniform, stepping out of the playing surface, hustling to make the call, and building the relationships which can only be built in sports. If you still have that love for the game, we always need new officials. Register now at MHSAA.com. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.